Righteous shall live by faith. Paul wrote Galatians and Romans emphasizing the fact there's only one way for sinful man to be justified and return to God. Only one way. These books should thrill those of us who are sinners because it shows the way that we can live eternally with God, with joy and gladness, in the way that God prepared in His own Son. By grace were you saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Not of works that no man should glory. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before for us. Saved by grace. The means of receiving grace is the avenue of faith. Paul says a verse that I said when we passed chapter 2, I said, you ought to memorize this verse. Verse 16. Yet knowing a man is not justified by works of law, but through faith in Christ Jesus. Even we believe in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith and not by works of law. For by works of law shall no man be justified. Justified by faith is the promise of God that He made to Abraham. In the passage that Jeff just ended on, God foreseeing that He would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand, saying, in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. For as many as are works of law are under a curse. For it is written, curses everyone continues not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. In this chapter 3, Paul will quote many Old Testament passages. That is for the purpose that the Jew that he's trying to emphasize the fact that justification is by faith and not by works of law. He's proven by their own scriptures that which they cannot argue with. All striving and justification by law are trusting in the power of the flesh to perform perfectly before a holy God. There can be no slips in all of your life if you're going to be justified by works. This Judaizing teacher that's trusting in the works of law is rejecting the righteousness of God in Christ. Paul tells them in Romans 10, verse 2, he'll say, I bear witness that they have a zeal for Christ, but not according to knowledge, and being ignorant of God's righteousness, seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law to everyone that believeth. The breaking of one law brought condemnation. James 2:10 tells us, if a man do the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he's guilty of all. Paul tells us in this very book in Galatians, in chapter 5, passage that we've read many times, for freedom did Christ set you free. Be steadfast therein, and not encumbered with a yoke of bondage. I, Paul, say that any man who receives circumcision, Christ will profit him nothing. I say again, to every man to receive circumcision, he is debtor to do the whole law. You're severed from Christ. You that would be justified by works, you've fallen from grace. No one under the works of law could ever keep it possible, perfect. Therefore, a sinner, once he has sinned, is hopelessly lost. He has no hope by trying to work out his own righteousness. No one kept it perfect. He quotes here that all that's not written in the book of the law to do them, curses everyone that can eat, not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. He's referring to Deuteronomy 27:26. Deuteronomy 27:26, cursed is he that confirmeth not the words of this law to do them, and all the people will say, Amen. This took place at the mountain of blessing and cursing after the Israelites crossed the Jordan River. They were to go to this area where there's Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. Half of the tribes were to be on Mount Gerizim, stating the blessing. Half of them on Mount Ebal, stating the curse. Now, both the curse and the blessing was given by the love of God, so that God could let the Israelite nation, his chosen people, know his standard of righteousness and morality and ethics, so that they could strive to that point. That's the reason he gave them. What then was the purpose of the law? In Romans 3, verse 19, says we know that whatsoever the law says, it says to those that are under law, that every mouth might be shut and all the nations brought under judgment to God, because by works of law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. By law comes the knowledge of sin. That's the reason. The knowledge of sin. Galatians, the book we're in, chapter 3, a few verses down in verse 16 says, what then was the law? It was given because of trespasses until the promised seed should come. He'll tell you further in verse 21. He says, is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law that could make alive, verily righteousness would have been of law. But the Scripture shut up all things under sin. Everything under sin. That the promise might be made to all them that believe. The promise is to everybody. That was the purpose of the law, to bring people to Christ, to realize how helpless they were. Now that no man is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous shall live by faith. The Judaizers were perverting the purpose of the law. Instead, the purpose of the law making men realize they're hopelessly lost and drive them to Christ by faith. They said Christ was good, but not good enough. You had to obey the law. They used the law as their works to justify themselves. They perverted the law. That's what Paul is trying to tell them. Law has no power to remove a single sin. Paul says in Romans 8:3, that what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sends his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemns him in the flesh, that the ordinance of the law might be fulfilled in all of them that walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. God sent his own son to do what man could not do in obeying the law. For the purpose, verse 4, we're in chapter 8 of Romans, that the ordinance of the law might be fulfilled. Our holy, righteous God can only accept men who has fulfilled the whole law. And since the law was weak because of the flesh of man, God sent his son to do that for us. The law never came down. The cross was not a gimmick of God to overlook sin. The cross was full payment for that sin. Total payment, so that God could be just and the justifier of those that have faith in Christ. The righteous shall live by faith. That's a statement that Paul uses often. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Gentiles, for therein the righteousness of God has been revealed from faith unto faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith, quoting Habakkuk 2, verse 4. He'll go on in Romans chapter 3. The two verses already mentioned, we know that whatsoever the law saith, says to those that are under the law, that every mouth might be shut and all the world be brought under judgment to God. For by works of law, no man could be justified in his sight. The law reveals sin. But he goes on from there. Verse 21 tells us, now a righteousness of God has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to everyone that believeth, because there's no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So what does man do now? Man can do nothing. But if you read on, you see what God did. Being justified freely, we're in verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, who God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Salvation, righteousness, justification is by faith. Romans 4:16 says, for this cause it is of faith, that it might be according to grace, that the promise of the faith in Jesus Christ may be given to all the seed. It's given to anybody who will come and take it by faith. There's two ways to be justified. The first one would be to never have sinned. Fulfill every law that God ever gave, perfectly, completely, never slipping. But in all history, that has proven impossible for man to do, except for Jesus. It's an impossibility. If you've ever sinned, it's an impossibility. The other way is by faith in Jesus Christ. His work on the cross that he did for all of us, that's a possibility for everybody. No one's excluded. Every person can come to Jesus by faith. He has paid for every sin completely. There's no sin out there that Jesus hasn't paid for. And how foolish a person would be to not accept that. It's already paid for. But if you don't come to God through Jesus Christ by faith, you'll pay for it again in an eternity in fire. It's paid for. If you're not in Christ, don't be foolish enough to stay out of Christ. That's the only place there is salvation. Salvation by faith is the only means of salvation. From the time sin ever hit this world, there is no other way for salvation to be accepted by men. Abraham, during the patriarchal period, Abraham believed God. It was reckoned to him for righteousness in Genesis 15:6. David, under the Mosaical dispensation, states in Romans 4:6, even David proclaimed, "Blessed is the man to whom God reckons righteous apart from works of law." Now, in the Christian period of time, the passage already mentioned, Galatians 2:16, "Yet knowing a man's not justified by works of law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, even we believe in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith and not by works, for no flesh shall be justified by the works of law." Salvation, justification is for the man who places his entire faith, his entire confidence, lays his entire weight down on God's work, not on man's work. Man's work changes. Our justification is on the solid rock of God's work in Jesus Christ that He did with Jesus on the cross for all of us. It's all paid for. Chapter that you know by now that I really enjoy, Isaiah 53, speaks about, that's one of the servant passages. He says, "He was bruised for our iniquity." He says, "Surely," we're starting verse 4, "surely he bore our burdens and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Yet he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned away, every man to his own ways, and Jehovah laid on him the iniquity of us all." He'll tell you in verse 8 that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, for whom the stroke was due. Goes down to verse 11. He'll see the turmoil, the terrible pain in his soul, and be satisfied. "By the knowledge of himself shall my servant redeem many men and bear their sorrows. Therefore, I will divide the portion to the great, and he shall divide the spoil to the strong. For he poured out his life unto death, was numbered with the transgressions, yet he bare the sins of many and made intercession for transgressions." Jesus did it all when God sent him. Therefore, Jesus on that cross, some of the most beautiful words that was ever spoken on that cross, after 6 hours of torment, Jesus says, "It is finished." It's finished. Everything is finished. There is not a single person on this earth who can't go to heaven to be with God if you'll come to Jesus by faith. There's no other way. Everything for man's justification is by faith in Christ's blood. That's what we read a while ago. Who God set forth to be propitiation through faith in His blood. Everything that is of any value past the closing of our eyes, has been achieved by the blood of Christ. There's no other means, no other way to get the salvation. Man can do nothing once he has sinned. It's over. God proved that when the first sin entered the world. Genesis 3, Adam sins. He tries to hide himself. He tries to cover himself. And God comes to him and says, you can do nothing about it. And He gives him clothes from an animal. It's God that has to clothe the sinner. And by that act, He shows us that an innocent victim must die to pay the price of the sin of mankind. There's no merit making. Luke 17:10, Jesus says, when you have done all things commanded of you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have only done that which is our duty. So if you live a perfect life, never sinning, and you sin one time and you fall from God, and if by chance, nobody's ever done that either, lived a life at that time perfect, He still has no way to remove that sin that he did. One sin, as we already saw from James 2:10, makes men guilty of all of it. And the law is not of faith, but he that doeth them shall live by them. The law is not of faith. Paul proving that after he makes a statement in Romans 3:28, we reckon therefore a man is justified by faith apart from works of law. Then he proves it by using Abraham. He says in chapter 4, verse 1, what will we say that Abraham had according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by the flesh, he has whereof to glory, but not before God. But what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. Now listen to 4 and 5. For they that worketh, the reward is not by grace, but by debt. Paul uses the word worketh, means he has done a total, perfect job of working. If a man does that, his reward is of debt. He doesn't need grace. But that leaves every accountable man out. Verse 5 says, but to the sinner who believes in Jesus, who justifies the ungodly, that's all of us, his faith will be reckoned as righteousness. The only place that we can get righteousness. He that doeth them shall live by them. That's a quote of Leviticus 18:5, where he says, ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my ordinances, which if a man do, he shall live by them. I am Jehovah. But it requires flawless, perfect lawlessness, keeping his statutes and his ordinances. Only Christ has ever done this. That leaves everybody out of Christ. I say this over and over again. I plead with you. I beg with you. God killed his son. Jesus is willing to die. The Holy Spirit calls you. The Spirit and the bride says, come. If you're outside of Jesus, don't stay there. It's a terrible place to be. There is no hope there. All outside of Christ are under law. All the Jews were under the law given by Moses. The Gentiles, Romans 2:14 tells us, the Gentiles who had not the law did by nature the things of the law. These not having law were law unto themselves, in that they showed the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness with them, either accusing or excusing them. All men are born under God's law. Israel received an increase in that law, but everybody's under law if you're not in Christ. All under law. Remember Jesus. The great book of John, over and over again, Jesus says, I am. I am many things. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. I am the true vine. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, and the only way he could do that is becoming a curse for us. He paid it all. And he quotes here, curses everyone that hangs on a tree. He quotes Deuteronomy 21:23. Speaking of a dead body. His body shall not remain all night on the tree, but thou shalt surely bury him the same day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God, that thou defile not the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. This sign of the crucifixion, when we read that, curses everybody hanging on a tree, what's our mind think of immediately? The cross. The passage he uses has nothing to do with crucifixion. Because the Jews used stoning for execution, not crucifixion. Crucifixion didn't come along until the Roman Empire. What that verse speaks of is when they would stone somebody, then they would hang the dead body on a tree or on a post or on a stake. And that dead body was accursed of God. How much more would a living body hanging on a tree in pain, in agony, in shame of the cross be to God? Paul uses this scripture to show us curses everybody hangs on a tree. He's thinking a Jewish thought, but comparing that to a much greater hanging on the tree of our Lord Jesus Christ. That upon the Gentiles might become the blessing of Abraham in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The blessings of Abraham. Blessings of Abraham in Genesis 15:6, he's reckoned righteousness. But the blessings that he's talking about here, we all receive the blessings of Abraham. That's the promise that Jeff read a minute ago. God foreseeing he would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Every nation blessed in Abraham, in his seed, which is Jesus Christ. Even Abraham himself, he tells you in Romans 4, verse 11, he, speaking of Abraham, received the seal of circumcision, the sign of the righteousness which he had by faith before he was circumcised, that he might be the father of all, even those that are uncircumcised, that they might be justified by faith. And the father of the circumcision, not only those that are circumcised in the flesh, but those who walk in the steps of the faithful Abraham. That's where justification is. In the cross. In the cross. All the fires of the wrath of God are extinguished to everybody that comes to God through Jesus by faith. But that wrath is not extinguished to anybody outside of Christ. Jesus says in John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son has eternal life, but he that obeys not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God shall be upon him. Terrible, terrible place to be. I plead again with anybody. Are you outside of Jesus? If you're outside of Jesus, you're under works of law where no man can be found. Justification by faith in Jesus Christ is the only possible way that man can be saved. Everyone outside of Christ is under law. If you're not in Christ Jesus, don't stay there today. You have the opportunity by faith in God's work in our Lord Jesus Christ to be totally free of all sins. All the wrath of God's fires are extinguished to those that are hidden in Christ. If you need to come to Jesus and be baptized into Jesus, come while we stand and sing.